eyes tonight are little pins looking for a friend. And tell a story locked inside of you. Your lips provide a different spin, one to be believed. If we were strangers on Avenue, you're running riot and still, choking on your high-class pill, staggering through the grist mill, 'cause you're trying to medicate your only spark. Look out for the wind and the breakers in the dark.
That's the latest single from the Canadian band, The Stanfields, and we are pleased to be joined on the telephone by the lead singer and guitarist of the band. They are coming to the Bangor Arts Exchange on October 25th. John Landry with us. John, thanks so much for coming on the program today.
Pleased to be here, Rich. Thanks for hooking up with me.
You guys are originally from Halifax. How is it possible that in 11 years together, this is going to be your first time playing in Bangor?
I've been scratching my head trying to figure that one out too, but I think it's something to do with the powers that be in government and stuff, making it hard for Canadian artists to actually go down to the U.S. So oddly enough, when we go to Ontario and places like that, it's easier for us to drive around you folks rather than actually come through and see you. So we just decided we were going to stop doing that.
Well, we're excited that you'll be coming here on the 25th. Now, the unimpeachable source, Wikipedia, says your music can be described by some as the bastard children of AC/DC and Stan Rogers. How would you describe your sound?
You know what? It can get like that at times, but I think that description we may have outgrown that description. We've been a band for 11 years, and you know, we're currently supporting our sixth album, and you know, throughout that time there's a lot of evolution that happens, and you know, you see an awful lot of places in the world as a touring musician. So you know, I think that's a bullet in the chamber for sure, but you know, it's not wholly definitive of what we do.
What's the key? How do you manage to stay together for 11 years? It seems harder than ever for bands to do that these days. What's been the key to your success?
You know, I've been asked that question quite a bit lately, to be honest. You know, I would definitely say honesty is key, and respect for sure. And knowing when to shut up is very important too, I think. But, you know, mainly the most important thing, I think, is to always be creating something new, always having a focus. You know, otherwise you're left to your own devices when you're not moving forward. You're susceptible to, you know, needless drama or needless friction. So, you know, I think that's the most important thing.
We talked about your sound, and I think sometimes here in America we get much more locked into putting labels or genres. Do you think there is less of that in the Canadian and even in the European music scene?
No. I honestly don't. We take, you know, the Canadian music industry and the European music industry, we take our cues from America. That's the way it's been, and it always shall be, you know, in terms of small P pop music. We face the same sort of undefinable marketing box in Canada and the US and Europe. It makes no difference really. But what we do find is a lot of people that really respond to the music that we perform and the music that we write and our live show and whatnot. So that's been my experience. The people are the same everywhere, you know, just looking for a good time and something that resounds.
We're talking with John Landry of the Stanfields. Well, you guys are known for your high-energy live shows, and obviously you love getting in the studio and recording, but can you match the fun and the excitement of being out there and getting that immediate feedback from an audience?
No, I honestly think that's probably that's a big piece of the fuel that keeps us going. You know, we're a live band first and foremost. I love being in the studio. I would be in the studio every waking moment that I could if it was possible. You know, really the live show is where the rubber hits the road, and that's when we know we're when songs are you know, taking a step in the right direction. That's where we really get to get out and meet people and see the world. So that's a primary objective of being in this band.
Who were the bands and the performers that influenced you and the other guys in the band when you were growing up?
You know, honestly, I'm going to try to touch on some collective favorites, you know, like Springsteen is definitely up there amongst us all. I'm personally a big John Prine fan, you know, he's one of the lyric masters in my mind. Mm. Neil Young's kind of, Neil Young's whole catalog, you know, that's a big influence on us when he's doing the Stray Gator stuff, or he's doing the Crazy Horse stuff, or he's doing the trans stuff, you know, he was kind of jumping around and being somewhat schizophrenic, you know, musically. And that sort of vibe is something that we all really respond to, for sure.
And you guys have got a new album coming out in January, is that right?
We do. We've got a new 6-song recording coming out in January, something that we recorded just this previous spring, largely self-produced by us. We're looking forward to it. We've dropped a couple singles already. I think you alluded to one there in the just prior to our discussion, our newest single, Breakers in the Dark. And we're traveling around in support of that and trying to hit some new places like Bangor.
Yeah, a couple of shows here in Maine. Bangor, the Bangor Arts Exchange, Friday, October 25th. And then the next night over at Callis at the middle school and high school on Saturday, the 26th. As well, for people who haven't had the pleasure of seeing the Stanfields in a live performance, what are they in for?
You know, this time around, we're doing something of a bit of a hybrid electric acoustic show. You know, so it's not as much of a locomotive coming at you. It's, you know, there's a bit more texture involved, you know, a bit more banter and stuff between the band and the audience. And we just did a run in Ontario. I just got back the other day for Canadian Thanksgiving. and you know, that's what the show was like. It was very, very interactive. And, you know, dance if you want to, or kick back and tear it apart, you know, if you want to, you know, whatever tickles your fancy.
Well, the Bangor Arts Exchange is a beautiful performance space, so you guys are going to love it there, and we know the audience is going to love seeing you guys in action on the 25th at BAE, the Stanfields, coming to town. Make sure you check it out. John, thank you so much for being with us, and we wish you guys continued success.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate the time.
John Landry, the Stanfields, with us here on Downtown at